we put them three prairie dogs in a box and started back here to Oklahoma with them. And we hit a little bank over here in Fairview or someplace and broke it, and they all jumped out. I don't know whether we lost them. You know, when they first went out to pan out, there was some antelope out there. My brother-in-law went out there. But it's getting a lot of killing, but I think he got about butchered about three. And I was out there one time, level out there, they had a bunch of wolfhounds, you know. Mm-hmm. And we went out one day, a bunch of us, and we'd go around and we'd spot a wolf. And then we'd drive in that car to get up close to it and then turn them hounds loose. We got nine in one day.
My goodness.
Hounds wouldn't run over a quarter mile to get him, you know.
That'd be all fresh when they started.
It'd be all fresh, and put them in the pickup truck again, take out to it. You see them cows a mile or 2 miles off, you know. Uh-huh. We got nine in one trip.
Boy, that's... How long were you out?
Huh?
How long were you out?
All day. Been there all day.
Boy, that's a good day's bag.
Yeah.
Did you have those birds that would peck holes in trees?
Oh, woodpeckers?
Huh?
Oh, well, there's more of them than there is now.
What kind were they? What did you...
Huh?
Were they any special kind?
Well, we just called them woodpeckers.
Uh-huh. How about that animal with the black and white stripes? The one with the awful smell?
Skunks?
Yeah.
Polecat?
Uh-huh.
You see, a polecat is a little one, and the skunks are the big one, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one winter up there, we had a fella that, they lived in straw piles. And he went out, and I don't know, he got made a lot of money. But he got so that he stunk so much like a skunk, he couldn't even smell him. Uh-huh. And the neighbor wouldn't even go to see him or anything, you know. He'd go along the road, he'd smell it. He had a dog. And you know what a dog could treat them skunks a half mile off, seemed like. Hmm. And he'd go out and get sometimes five or six of a night, you know.
My goodness.
And he'd take them on home and put them in a granary. And then skin them a certain time. Hmm. On my land. It's an awful way then.
Yeah, you certainly can't have many friends when you smell
no.
that way. How about those little animals that will climb trees, and you might find them around your cornfield if there's a...
Squirrels? Mouse.
Yeah.
Why, yeah. You know, I had a corn tree out here on the East Place, you know. It's down there yet, but the highway left it. It's about 2 feet inside the highway, but they left it, so... Mm. And we got 200 pounds off of it one year.
Boy.
And I had a neighbor boy come down there, and the squirrels go to that corn tree, leave the creek timber, you know. Mm-hmm. And he sat on the bank and killed eight one morning.
My goodness.
It's going in the creek to that corn tree and get the corn. Mm-hmm. Kill Nate. Boy, they're right up here.
Catch him on the run, huh?
He'd catch him going between the corn trees about 50, 60 yards from the creek. Mm-hmm. All they had to do is sit there bright mornings when they get out, you know. Mm-hmm. That's when you want to hunt squirrels in the morning. Mm-hmm.
How about those little animals that live in the rocks?
You mean puppy dogs? Lizards?
No, I was thinking more of the sort of like a squirrel with stripes on their backs.
Oh, you mean, I know what you mean, but I just can't pronounce it. Not woodchucks. No. Well, I know what they are, but you can't think of the name.
Chipmunk. Were they common here when you
No, they never been too many of them here. Of course, there were lots of ground squirrels in the early days, you know. They used to take our crops so bad, you know.
Oh.
They live out on the prairie. The ground squirrel lives on the prairie. And you'd plant corn in a row, and they'd ride down that darn corn row and eat up the corn, you know.
Eat up the seed?
Yeah, eat up the seed.
Oh, like worse than a crow, huh?
Huh? Oh, yes. They're just about, the OS is just as bad as a crow. Hmm. Worse than a crow.
Yeah, since I was a boy, I've always wanted to go out and see if I could call some crows to shoot
You know, when I was up in Iowa that summer working, they had a squirrel there that worked in the field. They was larger than our timber squirrel are here. Hmm. And they worked in the field underground. And they had an awful time of them taking